On the show today, we have Monnet's very own Steve Dow talking about their new data-driven capabilities for community banks and credit unions that will allow them to better serve small businesses and level the playing field as they compete with these big mega banks. And he also talks about their upcoming demonstration at Finovate. Very exciting stuff for them, so check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Monnet's very own Steve Dow. Steve, how you doing, sir?
I'm great, Mike. Pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, pleasure to be with you as well. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us. I know you're a busy guy, so we appreciate the time as always. So before we start in the interview talking about data-driven capabilities for community banks and credit unions, give us a quick 411. Give us a quick summary on Monnet. What are you guys all about for those out there who might be their first time hearing about you guys?
Sure. Yeah, we are think about us a couple of ways. So we are a cash flow forecasting and financial optimization tool for small business owners. And we're deployed only through financial institutions. So we don't have a direct business. We're working strictly with banks and credit unions. And so what we want to do, really two things. We want to solve a problem for small business owners as well as for the financial institution. So business owners, you know, they're pursuing their passion. They're not finance people. And we want to provide them sort of an intelligence layer on top of their accounting system that really helps them see what the future of their business looks like, helps them plan and visualize, and gives them personalized insights. And then on the FI side, give them a tool that, number one, they can provide to their customers as a value add, but also provides really tremendous sort of data intelligence and targeting capabilities to help deepen relationships.
So what's the benefit message here for both the financial institution and the small to medium-sized business owner? So what does it allow them to, is it just allow them more seamless workflow, or, and as the gardener flies by with his lawnmower, apologize.
So the benefit to the small business owner is they get a really powerful tool that they, you know, in all of our research, you know, small businesses are looking for. So something to make sense of their financials, help them see the future, help them plan for the future, and get customized insights about their business. So we do, you know, industry benchmarking. We have a PPP forgiveness optimizer. So it's, you know, if you're a business owner, again, you want to focus on revenue. You want to focus on employee development. You don't want to focus on accounts receivable.
Got that right.
You know, the facts. So what we do is provide, you know, it's a really robust tool that helps us sort of across those dimensions. It is really about guidance and providing that to the owner to help them feel more confident, right? So it's a financial tool, but it's really an emotional tool as well. you know, so those business owners can feel better about where they're going with their business and be better leaders. And then on the bank side, you know, Value Pop's pretty straightforward. We're starting to see a lot of the big banks, you know, B of A, for instance, invest heavily in these types of tools and give them out to their customers. So it's table stakes in some respects. It's a value-added tool that their customers really want. But then we also have a platform where we can sort of aggregate the data and show some really interesting financial data about their customers that the credit union or bank may have never seen before, that helps them deepen those relationships. So that's sort of both sides of the platform.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, because credit unions, and as well as probably community banks as well, they're really looking to deepen that relationship with their members and their customers, and to be relevant as well. And this looks like it's a big part of that puzzle for sure. So you guys are going to be demoing at Finovate here in a few days. So what are you guys going to be featuring this time? Because it's a 7-minute crash course in Monnet, or what are you guys going to be featuring at this Finovate this time around?
Yeah. No, you're right. It goes quick, but it's pretty exciting. So we did Finovate before, and just to sort of go back to our previous question, we really showed and highlighted the small business aspects of the application, what they got out of it. And then this time around, we're going to show what the financial institution gets, so what the credit union or the bank would get. So hopefully the folks listening to this will check us out at Finovate West. some really cool features, really that revolve around intelligence and intent for their customers, and how that they can serve them better, deepen the share of wallet, and just ultimately sort of serve their members better.
Okay. And so this is all kind of revolving around kind of the new data-driven capabilities for community banks and credit unions. So how will this help financial institutions better serve small businesses and kind of leveling the playing field and compete with those mega banks? Because that's probably the biggest thing right here is leveling that playing field. As we know, as we all know, fintech can really do that for smaller institutions, right?
Totally. And I'm a, you know, just in, I didn't mention at the top, but I'm a former banker. So I've been in the shoes. So I know what folks are up against. I know how hard it is to serve customers. I know about legacy technology and all that. So, you know, a couple of things to point out, you know, for the Monit platform requires no technology or data integration with the institution. We can actually be up and running really quickly and then providing insights back to the institution about their customer base. So it's quick, not a lot of technology. Now we certainly can integrate and we are with certain institutions who want to make us a part of the account. Mm-hmm. So there's sort of a couple different ways we can do that. But I think the important thing is the amount of sort of data and intelligence that we can sort of open their eyes to it and help them sort of create those deeper relationships. Now we do that both in the app. So if I'm the business owner, you know, I might see something where if I'm planning to make a big investment, for instance, if I'm going to go buy, you know, some new technology for the company, I'll get a little flag in Monit that will say, hey, you might want to talk to your relationship manager about a line of credit or an equipment loan.
Yeah.
And then we can facilitate, because we have access to their financials, we can send that right over to the institution sort of get that credit conversation going. Similarly, if we're forecasting a dip in cash flow, you know, we could all say, you know, another good time for line of credit. And then just another example would be for portfolio management, right? So if a borrower has a loan that has an annual review or an annual renewal on a line of credit, mm-hmm. Within the app, we can say, hey, your annual review is coming up. Do you want to send over your financials to sort of get that going? So your portfolio manager to hound you. So really a number of different ways that we're trying to reinforce that relationship between the member and their account executive.
And so the significance of this technology today, especially as we've been through a year like we've been through, and hopefully coming out of it here sometime soon. So what's the significance of this type of technology for especially the small business owner as well? And then in this case, the credit union who wants to really serve that small business owner.
Yeah. So I think for the credit union, especially, it's another way to engage. So we can't go out, we can't have dinner, can't have lunch with our customers anymore. So this is another way to, you know, sort of give them a tool, show that the credit union is really forward thinking, give them some really great technology, but also be able to engage with them and show them that, you know, they are sort of being leaders in trying to help them. So that's certainly one point. And as I said, there's ways to communicate through the app and sort of create those engagement points back to those account executives. Mm-hmm. And then certainly for the business owner, they've been through a lot and, you know, this will help them get through that. Again, you know, business owners are focused on recovery. They don't want to focus on AR and tracking stuff down and, you know, what's going to happen next month. And we can sort of paint that picture. We have really in sort of intuitive and simple planning tools right in the app. So it's really about making the most use of their time. And that's what we're trying to deliver on.
Okay. And so what kind of, I'm going to step back here for a second, and what sparked the start of Monit? Because you say you're a former banker. Was it just building a better mousetrap, or was it, hey, you know what, there's a gap here that really needs to be filled? So what was the spark that got you guys going here?
Yeah. So I'll have to admit, it was not my idea.
Oh, that's okay.
No, look, hey, there's a lot of founder myths out there on how things got started. And sure. I'm self-aware enough to not try to sell those. So yeah, what wasn't our idea. Actually, my co-founder and I were approached by a bank out here in Boston who really had the idea. They have a pretty big book of business bank customers. And they said, you know, look, they're running into trouble. They have financial difficulty. If they didn't have this impediment, they'd be better customers of the bank. And, you know, I'm the sort of the banker in the crew. And then my partner he's sort of the fintech guy. So we had that nice balance coming together. Working with actually a couple of banks to get going, as well as a bunch of small business owners to really understand their pain points. And that's really how it all came together.
Okay.
It was sort of a nice collaboration. But to everyone involved, it really seemed like it was solving these pain points on both sides of the equation.
Yeah. I mean, that's just kind of a curiosity question for me, because I'm always interested to see how especially fintech. I mean, how they start, you know, what sparks the idea and what gets it going and where you guys are. So having said that, what's next for you guys going into 2021? Obviously you guys are going to kill it at Finovate, but what's next for 2021 for you guys?
We're super excited about Finovate to unveil these new features. And we have a really robust feature roadmap that we just want to start building out, both for small business owners and for financial institutions.
Right on.
I don't want to give too much away now.
Unveil
them in a few months, but you know, really exciting feature set that we're building out, as well as additional FIs that we'll be deploying Monit with. I think I've talked to 30 credit unions this week alone.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, so it's really exciting stuff. And so, yeah, so a lot more sort of hitting the market, both on distribution and on features.
Right on. Well, good luck at Finovate. I'm sure you guys will do really, really well. And hey, let's chat again, you know, in about 6 months or so and see and talk about, hey, you know, how maybe some of these credit unions that you're talking to right now have benefited from Monit and how you guys are working with them. So it'd be kind of fun to see that side of the coin too.
Totally. We'd love to. Appreciate it.
Good deal. All right. Sounds good, Steve. Appreciate the time and keep up the good work. And again, good luck next week.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Take care.
You're welcome.